It's Monday, February 8th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. From January 20th to 24th, arsonists in Western Kenya burned a total of 5 churches and threw human feces on the building's remains to discourage the faithful from attending their ruined churches, reports International Christian Concern. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." John 15, verses 18 and 19. While Kenya is a predominantly Christian nation, there are several areas with a dense Muslim majority in which local governments do little to protect the rights of believers. Pray for the continued perseverance of the saints in Kenya as they face attacks, as well as for the strengthening of government leaders to stand against Islamic extremism. Fox News Media has canceled Lou Dobbs Tonight, its highest-rated show on the Fox Business Network, reports the Los Angeles Times. In addition to reporting on voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election, Dobbs was one of Donald Trump's staunchest supporters on television. Starting tonight, the program will be called Fox Business Tonight, with rotating substitute hosts. Republican Senator John Thune of South Dakota warned President Joe Biden that most Americans do not share his radically pro-abortion agenda. Listen.
There's the president's decision to overturn the Mexico City policy, which prevents taxpayer dollars from being used to fund abortions in other countries. Mr. President, the majority of Americans do not believe in unrestricted abortion. And a new poll released last month showed that a majority of Americans do not want their tax dollars going to fund abortions. Yet the president has acted to ensure that American tax dollars can go to fund overseas abortions, whether Americans want them to or not. In addition, this administration has given every sign that it intends to pursue a radically pro-abortion agenda that is out of step with the views of the majority of Americans.
On January 27th, Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma stood on the Senate floor in front of ultrasound photos of unborn babies, reports CNSNews.com.
Among our most basic rights in America, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. One of the most basic things that come out of our founding documents is these things are referred to as self-evident. Facts are facts, especially when those facts have a face. How can you look at that picture and say, that's not a human child? Now, I do understand for some people this is very difficult because they fought for years for abortion. And they don't want that to change, because if it changed, they would have to admit there have been deaths of millions of children on their watch. That is not a simple thing to admit. But please do not tell me you're following the science, because that child has 10 fingers and 10 toes and a beating heart and a functioning nervous system. That child has DNA that's different than the mom or the dad. That's not random tissue. That is a separate person. And science would confirm that. So please don't tell me you follow the science wherever it goes, because some facts are obvious and the science is clear.
Here is how Senator Lankford pointedly concluded his remarks from the Senate floor.
And this all gets resolved when we answer one simple question. Is that a child or not?
Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." After months of legal battles over Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom's COVID-19 restrictions, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled Friday night that churches in California can finally restart their indoor worship services. Unfortunately, though, California churches are limited to 25% capacity, reports the Christian Post. Reverend Franklin Graham took issue with President Joe Biden's executive order mandating that men, pretending to be women, be allowed to play on biological women's sports teams at public schools and colleges. In a February 3rd post on Facebook, Reverend Graham wrote, quote, "This is a blatant discrimination against women and girls and is already costing athletic records, championships, scholarships, and more in places where it is allowed," end quote. He noted that, quote, "Chelsea Mitchell of Connecticut says in her high school career, she lost 4 state championships, two New England awards, and countless other opportunities to male athletes who identified as girls, end quote. Graham said, quote, "The Bible says that God created them male and female, Genesis 1:27. Are we going to be blinded by the foolish agenda of the left? Where is the outcry from feminists and women's rights groups across the country?" End quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 8th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.